Right now, the world is undergoing a transmutation of energy that cannot be described. There is no way to get it into these little alphabetic characters and try to designate it with signs and symbols to give it meaning. Each moment, each short moment, is blasting open the whole intelligence, the whole way everything has been thought of, until all of a sudden, all at once, everyone will pop open, just like that. And so you see, there's no way to put it into a closed little idea or framework of what's happening or how it's going to be. You are participating in a vast opening of human intelligence, an opening of human intelligence unlike anything that has ever occurred before. And this will take over all people's operating systems, all the operating systems of mind, speech, body, qualities, and activities, taken over by open intelligence. Something very easy for people to understand. Open intelligence, the open intelligence of the internet, of the network. Very easy for people to understand, to really grok, to get into. The flow of data, zeros and ones make all these things we see. Zeros and ones and even less. And so here it is, the great flood of data. What is it really? Well, it can be reified and made into something. It can be given an independent nature. But what is it really? What is it really? It is the dynamic, wild energy of benefit. Human beings are wild creatures filled with beneficial ideas, filled with great outcomes for providing benefit, generosity, and prosperity to all. So there's no way to think about how it'll happen or how it's been happening or what will happen in the future, because everything is being taken over on its own by the very open intelligence that gives it life and meaning. So this is the way it is. As inexhaustible intelligence opens more and more, it is realized that all data describing all places, people, and things, past, present, and future, rests comfortably and dynamically within open intelligence as its powerful, beneficial energy. Everything that is described in oh so many ways, and there's nothing wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld would say, this inexhaustible intelligence, more and more, it is realized that all these things we've been calling everything, that it's one way of doing it, but it's really kind of primitive and hokey. It's really superstitious and backward to live this way when we have a totally marvelous intelligence at our disposal, an intelligence capable of tremendous benefit, prosperity, and generosity for all, where everyone can live beautifully and well, enjoying everything that this wonderful world has to offer. This isn't going to come about through peace talks and negotiations and all these other great ideas that have never worked anyway. When is something going to start working that has never worked in the past? Why would we do anything like that? So you see, the mind blows itself open as an evolutionary imperative. The mind's blowing itself open. We're just along for the ride. We're the magic wands of wisdom energy. That's what everyone is, a magic wand of wisdom energy. So isn't that a great way to look at yourself? A magic wand of wisdom energy, waving wildly wherever. And so when we get right down to it, all the data describing everything, including the past, present, and future, it's spontaneously self-releasing right here. So there really isn't even any time to think about it. We just go with the flow. And what comes naturally by relying on I rather than all the names and descriptions, rather on all the names and descriptions of the data, is that we get in touch with our beneficial force. We relax into this wild beneficial creativity, and we learn how to farm it productively. We learn how to use it very, very productively for the benefit of all. Data, then, are the living quality of what is open, beneficial intelligence, the living quality, the creative energy of open intelligence. This is such a beautiful way to think of ourselves. If we look at everything, we can see clear as day. Everything is unavoidably bound in an open intelligence. Our intelligence itself is that open intelligence. It isn't an independently generated intelligence all its own, all alone, the unique one and only me. It isn't that at all. We're all already networked, naturally, spontaneously networked. The creative flow, the creative energy at our disposal allows us to do amazing things that have never been done before. Just like our whole website is apps. Our whole website is apps. So we invented apps. We invented apps. Quality information built into apps. And so this is what I'm talking about, creative energy that knows what to do before it's invented by another company. You know, we just put it into action for the benefit of all. What we're looking for in terms of profit is social profit, profit for the benefit of all. We're not looking to make a dollar off an app. We're looking to provide benefit to everyone and all. Just by doing what comes naturally. What is natural is to give people information that is quality information, that gives immediate benefit to everyone's life, that can always be counted on for quality, where there isn't any allowance for a stream of spam that will then burn out the whole website. You see, the dynamic flow of wildly waving wisdom wands always knows what to do in the moment to carry things forward in a way that will be of benefit to all. Data are the great symbol of this primordial beneficial energy. You see, that's the lowest level of abstraction. The most detailed level of explanation, that's it, data. Data, wild, free, and creative. They can be called this thing or that, but why bother? Just ride the wave. Don't get too wrapped up in the information. The basic information, the ultimate definition of whatever is occurring is that it is the creative energy. It is the creative beneficial energy of open intelligence. Anyone who relies on the descriptions of data, you have trained yourself to be that way. You have trained yourself to be that way, and you can much more easily train in OI. Train in OI, giving yourself a relaxed, comfortable life on the fly. Giving yourself a life that will be of benefit to all. Giving yourself a life where you easily recognize your strengths, gifts, and talents. And the people around you do too. And you use these strengths, gifts, and talents in unthinkable ways that you never could have dreamt or imagined you would be doing. And so you see, this is a life worth having, a life of life satisfaction and flourishing. This is available to all, openly available to all, to everyone, the great open source intelligence, not some squeezed down little tiny reified idea of open source intelligence, but the great open source intelligence, inclusive of everything, perfect and unperfect. At the crucial juncture of open intelligence and data. At the crucial juncture of open intelligence and data. Open intelligence in, as, of, and through the data, and data in, of, as, and through open intelligence. This is the way it is. They're inseparable. So the point isn't to get into some state of clarity watching data, like a cat watching a mouse, inseparable, like sunshine in space. Open intelligence, alive in the data. That's what we get from short moments. Open intelligence, alive in the data, as it appears, as the data. Data are the great symbol, this very great symbol of primordial beneficial energy. The data, all of them, and all other categories are built with signs and symbols of alphabetic characters, of numbers. Prior to all their designations, every kind and typing they've been given, every category they've been put into, they are the beneficial capacity, aptitude, and dynamic energy of open intelligence. And so you see, to make the best use of whatever they're called to be, of whatever they're named as, we have to have that critical juncture of OI, the open intelligence in the data as it's appearing. Not watching the data like a cat watching a mouse. Not like that. That's some kind of witness or observer data. That's very neutralized and no fun. How would you like to be a cat just trying to pounce on a mouse all the time? Boring. You know, so it wouldn't be much fun. Yeah, and it would be a kind of a vicious lifestyle, you know, getting some little creature and chewing it all up. And so it's very important to recognize this inseparable quality of open intelligence in data, the inseparable quality, the inseparability. This is very, very important. The inseparability, inseparable. Open intelligence and data, inseparable. In short moments, pretty soon we see the short moment, the clarity, the open intelligence, it is the data. That's what's happening, dude. Thus, it is best to train in OI for short moments until the need for short moments drops away, until the energy of curiosity, seeking, and naming is transmuted into pure beneficial energy. This cannot be contrived at all. Just relax, and soon you'll see, there it is. Open intelligence shining as the data, appearing as the data, not somewhere in a separate state, appearing as the data. OI, the first time I wrote that down, I thought, oh, I like that. OI, it's the abbreviation, it's the acronym. So I had to say it out loud to my husband. I said, OI. Well, you know, he really liked that. I was speaking his language there. And then I realized it. If you're relying on clarity, it's oi. But if you're not relying on clarity, it's oi. So you see, you never know what open intelligence will come up with, but it's funny. It's not boring. It's funny. And so, you know, when you stop charting your progress and start laughing hysterically and making inappropriate jokes, then it's a good sign. So there we go. And the short moments, they drop away. It just opens up everything and relaxes it a little bit until it takes over on its own. And then you just can't help but smile, even when you're grouchy. And so this is the way it is. This is the way it is. Get acquainted with the beneficial wild energy. Familiarize, get comfortable with the pattern of the luminous energy. You see that we are trained to look at everything as solid and concrete, but when we lighten up a bit in the flow of oi, then we really start to see that everything isn't so solid and concrete. It's open, completely open. There's no way to capture anything and really make it solid and concrete. This moment of the data rush, it's a continuum, an inseparable continuum of open intelligence and its creative energy. And we are the appearance of that energy as the wisdom wand, the beneficial wisdom wand. That's what we're doing. Wildly waving wherever. And so we start to think of ourselves in a different way. You know, we don't have to fit into this little box of identity anymore. We're vast, open intelligence, inclusive of everything, even things that we can't even imagine. Inclusive of places we've never been and will never go. And so by just relaxing and taking that short moment, we start to see the world in a whole new way. We don't see ourselves as fixed, tightened up within a skin suit, all zippered in to our tight little identity. Instead, we're open, we're wild and free. We're able to respond in a responsible way to everything that comes along. For the first time, we see that our mind, our speech, our body, our qualities and activities, these are tools of beneficial energy. They're tools of beneficial energy. They are beneficial energy. We open up to this. We see how powerful we really are. We're empowered. We're empowered out of the tight little box of identity into the vast openness and dynamic power of our own open intelligence. The energy of curiosity, seeking, and naming is blown open in the great empowerment of loosening up the skin suit into open intelligence. Getting acquainted with who we really are, getting acquainted, getting familiar, getting very, very familiar, using whatever appears to get familiar, to get acquainted. This is the purpose of short moments, getting acquainted with the beneficial dynamic energy as it is. And then employing it very purposefully to be of benefit to all. Very purposefully. Not like a drunken elephant out of control with energy. Have you ever seen a drunken elephant? No, I haven't either. I've seen some of the damage they've done, and I've seen an elephant. I've touched one. Touched an elephant. How many of you have touched an elephant? Okay. Well, lots of people. Good heavens. All you people have touched an elephant? That is cool. Well, elephants are big, and they are very powerful. And there's something called a wild elephant stampede. And I don't know what they're drunken on, but it's some kind of elephant thing. It's some kind of elephant thing that people can't know about. But they go wild, and they destroy entire villages, the drunken elephants. So we don't want to be like that. Because, you see, the energy is big. It is tremendous energy. It is very big energy. This is the importance of the four mainstays. The four mainstays support us in using this tremendous energy responsibly, not like a drunken elephant. Now, the next time you might feel that way, this talk will remind you, it'll pop into your head, your database of instant teachings, and you'll see the wild elephant, and you'll go, okay, better just relax a little bit. Not like a stoned couch potato neutralizing the energy. So we don't want to go that way either, you know. Open intelligence. Oh. And not like an indulgent intellectual moralist suppressing and destroying the energy. In other words, thinking about it. Thinking about its moral implications. And this way, thinking about it too much can totally destroy it. So you see, we have to relearn what it means to be human. Have you ever been to a chiropractor? They align the body. Well, this is kind of like the chiropractic of open intelligence. Open intelligence adjusts us to reality. It adjusts us to reality. For the first time, no longer are we living as the tools of all kinds of names and descriptions and institutional imperatives that were created by people long, long ago. Right now, we're living here. We're living right here for the first time. Wild and alive, wild in a good way, in a very, very good way. Not abusing our open intelligence through intellectualization of everything or through stoning out and not participating because we don't know what else to do, and not by acting like a drunken elephant, running wild all over the place. And so a lot of times, like in some of the communities, everybody all at once, everybody has a lot of energy. And, oh, whoa, the ideas, there are 10 million ideas and insights an instant, a millisecond. And when we have all that energy and a new community, it's really important to give that to a place for people to be, a place for people to gather. Like in Sweden, right away, everyone, boom, the entire country put that center there. That was the first thing. And now it's here for everyone. You see, it's really wonderful, isn't it? It's really, really wonderful. And now we have a wonderful center in Goa and one in Montana, here in California. It's just a real example, all of these places, of how incredible it is to live in the era of great benefit, in a community relying on oi. Oi, oi, oi. I think that'd make a good rap tune. We'll get everybody involved. Through familiarization with the very powerful, very wild, dynamic energy of open intelligence, the mind, speech, body qualities and activities are enlivened with beneficial wisdom magic. What better thing to call it than that? To be so alive, to be so free, to be so confident, to be so certain that in all situations you'll know exactly the right thing to do, or to know, that is real freedom. That is real freedom. Like, no kidding, real freedom. All the other kinds of freedoms talked about are based on this freedom. Based on this freedom alone. Going with the dynamic energy of OI, experience becomes very creative. Wow, there's creativity all over the place. We can see it. We can see it in our community all over the world. Incredible creativity. The energy of benefit and wisdom is continually operating in a very beneficial, wise way. This is naturally happening. We're just in the flow. We're in the flow. We're as the flow of that intelligence itself. That's what we're living as. We're living as the flow of that intelligence itself. Now, especially when jolted or startled, this is a very important time to not get drunk like an elephant, stone out into neutralization, or start thinking about it. When startled, scared out of your wits, jolted or whatever, go with the short moments of OI to ride the dynamic flow of the moment. Yeah, that's where it's at. That's where you rest, 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 rest in potent, beneficial energy. You know it. I can see it on your face. Either that or you're laughing at me. Do not analyze. So when jolted, startled, or scared out of your wits, do not analyze. Do not conceptualize. Let it be as it is. Whoa. Ride the flow. Get familiar. Get familiar with yourself as you are, wide open and free. Every situation encountered has this vivid connection with OI's indestructible solidity and wide open, invisible, indivisible, dynamic energy. Every situation, no matter what it is. Results, outcomes are not forced or molded through thinking about it. Oh, that decision. Oh, how am I going to make that decision? Instead, we know whatever decision comes up, we'll be able to make it. Trust grows. Assurance that we're okay. In fact, we're indestructible. Not only are we just okay, we're indestructible. Okayness at all times, coupled with inseparably indestructibility. That's pretty good. Open intelligence flows as life itself, with vast openness and instinctive comprehension of very beneficial energy. Instinctive comprehension of very beneficial energy without even thinking about it. No need to think about it. It's just the way it is, riding along. Very down to earth, very down to earth, like a farmer farming the vast fields of dynamic energy for the benefit of all. The vast fields of dynamic energy for the benefit of all brought down to earth. Yeah, that's how it is.